This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, working our way through the items of them. I'm distracted a little bit by this next focus. It seems that CVS, Walgreens, Target stores have limited how much baby formula you can buy because there is a nationwide shortage of baby formula. So I would wonder, well, there isn't a, I guess if you just had a baby and you want to give the baby your own milk, is there a shortage? I guess there are all kinds
of problems. It's not about
wanting to, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's Jay. Sorry, Jay.
And it's, yeah, and also it's older kids who are not like, you know, newborns, but who are in daycare as well. Their parent, you know, their moms aren't there, so the daycare centers use baby formula, and they're running short.
Supplementing if your milk doesn't, if you don't have
it. Yeah, I get it. Sure. But so where is it all going? It didn't just, how come
it's a supply chain issue. They're not making as much, and so they're trying to now, I guess, recuperate some of the losses that they've had, and I don't know. It's just, I keep seeing the same headline, though, that it's, and then there was also that big recall from Similac, which is the largest brand, biggest brand. So that didn't help the supply at all.
Well, so the increased demand, it isn't because we're having more babies. It's because of Similac and others where there's not enough to go around. I guess that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We're having
so you have
babies.
A five
birth
per
rate
day.
Is way down, actually.
Five, you can, Walmart folks have said you can have five of these bottles a day, and that's it. So what happens if your baby...
What happens if you have more than one kid?
Yeah, right.
What if you're Hilaria Baldwin, and you have 19 children under the age of five?
Two.
Like, what are you going to do?
Right. Okay. Whole Foods is recalling its salad dressing. Say that what?
Dressing?
That was good. That's going to be a problem when there is no dressing.
There's a labeling error, apparently. Vanlaw Food Products recalling bottles of Whole Foods organic creamy Caesar dressing because it has undeclared soy and wheat allergens in it. I don't know that anybody's going to die from this, but it's
not pleasant. If you're celiac? Ooh,
yeah, do you really want to mess with it, though?
Yeah, and people have soy. I mean, soy allergies are pretty severe as well. I mean, I don't have either, but, who knows with the gluten stuff I had this week.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. You definitely want to make sure it's labeled.
Okay.
I actually like the Whole Foods dressings. Have you ever had them? They're good.
I like Ken's. It's heavy. That's it.
Ken's the brand, not Doc.
Well, it's local to him, right? Isn't it at Framingham?
Well, no, but it's all over the place. Yeah, I buy it and you can get it.
I know.
It's the most famous salad dressing, and it started at Ken's Steakhouse here in Framingham. The lady's, the mother, Ken's wife, her name was Carmelita Gacciabaluso. And,
is that real?
Yeah, no, you can check it out. Look at Ken, the founder of Ken's. And you'd see her maiden name was Gacciabaluso. And then she became Hannah because that was Ken's last name. And, they developed at the steakhouse, she developed a dressing that became so popular they started bottling it. And now it is the son-in-law. The company was in trouble back in the 70s, and the son-in-law, who was an accountant, went in and said, "You don't have to pay me. Just give me 10% of the stock." Well, this guy, his name was Joe Shea. He died last year, and he was worth $80 million because he fixed the nickels, dimes, and quarters that were a problem at Ken's Steakhouse salad dressing. So there's the story. There's always a story. Everybody's got a story. Every company's got a story. Here's a story that I don't want to tell because it annoys the living you-know-what out of me. The Center for Disease Confusion has announced that we'll have a mask mandate on airplanes and other public transit. It'll be extended by 2 more weeks, even though everybody who's operating any form of public transportation says, take the mask requirement off. Instead of doing that and letting it expire, because the airlines went in and said, come on, let's do it now. And that was 2 weeks ago, and they said no. They didn't actually say anything.
I haven't heard public transit say that, but I know all the airlines definitely want to get rid of it.
Right. Yep.
The beauty is that if people still want to wear a mask, they can.
Yeah, they can.
I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just give people the choice. It's enough with the whole mandate thing. It is not popular. People are trying to move on. And as far as, like, some of the other forms of mass transit, I can guarantee you that if L.A. County came out and said, well, you got to wear a mask on the buses, that you would still have to do that no matter what the federal guidelines are about transportation hubs. I mean, I don't know. It seems really ridiculous on the federal level, especially...
Sure does.
Especially when those people coming into the country are just, you know, they're lifting Title 42 because COVID is over. And Title 42 was a pretty effective policy to try to tamp down when it was enforced. Now, it's only enforced 2,000 times out of a million last year, which isn't really great. But you're going to take that away. It incentivizes more people to come here. So if COVID's over, and we're saying COVID's over, that's why we have to lift Title 42, how can we say COVID's not over when you're flying Delta Airlines? It's just more inconsistent messages that I think people are just
confusing.
Tired of.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of transportation, there's a bus that got into Washington carrying migrants from Texas. Remember Governor Abbott said that he would hire buses to bring the migrants that come into Texas into Washington? So dozens of people apparently have already been processed. Well, they were processed at the border. They claimed asylum, and so they put them on a bus. There's a difference between people who come in. That seems kind of legitimate to me, doesn't it? Claiming asylum, allow yourself to be caught rather than just running away and hiding someplace.
Because already, if they're breaking the idea of asylum, all of the people who were brought into D.C. this week were not from Mexico. It's a big surprise. Nobody from Mexico is coming in anymore because all the people from Mexico that want to be here are already here. And so these people were coming in from Honduras. They were coming in from Venezuela. They were coming in from primarily Central and South America. And so they come through Mexico. UN standards say that you're supposed to go to a country that is safe and nearest to you. So why they're not stopping in Mexico is the question, but they want to come to the United States. So already, yes, it's a legitimate claim, but if it's legitimate asylum, they should not be coming to the United States unless they're Canada or Mexico.
Hmm. Well, just it's more of the same, it looks like, to me. Jay, what kind of weather have you been having? I was noticing a couple of things in the trades about television and radio stations getting knocked off the air down in Tennessee, Kentucky, some of these areas where there have been a lot of wild weather this week. Tornadoes back again. What's going on?
We didn't have any tornadoes, but we did have some pretty aggressive thunderstorms. High winds, a lot of lightning. Like, good grief, it was a light show.
Lightning is scarier to me than anything else. I know a lot of people love it. I don't like it.
Thundercloud lightning is really pretty, though. It's really cool because it's lightning strikes, but they all stay in the sky, and you can see where it originates from one cloud to the next cloud.
Okay, that's all right.
Really,
but when
cool.
It heads to the ground...
Oh, yeah, that's
I like watching. I live on the ocean, so I like watching it when it hits the ocean. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want to be in the water, obviously.
Don't want to be in the water, then, under any circumstances. A lot of floods in South Africa this week. Hundreds of people have been killed, and hundreds more. I was thinking about taking a trip to South Africa in December. Not that this would keep me from doing it, but there are these rains have caused mudslides, and lots of sounds like Los Angeles. Homes have been destroyed. The highways are shut off. This is Durban in that area of South Africa, one of the most beautiful areas in the world. They traditionally have a lot of rainfall there anyway because it's like a rain forest. But in one day, they had 2 feet of rain. One day. So you can imagine what this did. The Durban seaport was shut down because it kind of reminds me of a couple of the islands in the Caribbean where the ports are right there, but the mountains, you know, the mountain ranges, the cliffs and stuff are right there at the port. So when the rains come, it all slides into the sea. They also had three cyclones there. Wow. Good God. Whew. That's pretty rough stuff. All right, but anyway, yeah, the weather here was rough. East Texas through Minnesota and up into the northern plains. Actually, they had a blizzard, I think, there yesterday. Didn't they? The day before or someday this week. They had a snowstorm. Left 2 feet of snow up there in the mountains. All right. Hello. Welcome to spring. It says, as it were. The laws are doing regional stuff here. The Department of Justice says that the Springfield Police Department, I'm talking about Springfield, Massachusetts, has entered into a court consent decree to mandate reforms. This is how bad the police. And we had a, yesterday our local Framingham business group got together, and the chief of police, great guy, very good cop, he actually goes out on the beat, directs traffic, does everything the police do, was telling us about what was going on in the police department, and this came up, how corrupt some police, and this is, you know, and I say this advisedly, I'm sure I get criticized for this. You'd expect this to be in a perhaps southern state, but not in Massachusetts. And why do I say that? Why would there be more corrupt cops down the south than there are in the north? And that's an ignorant statement, because why would there be? But at any rate, Springfield, one of the first places to, you know, they, when we talk about defunding the police and an example of what wasn't going on in terms of justice here, Springfield had a horrible record of, here's a guy, one of the things that went on here, a narcotics officer kicked and spat on a juvenile while making an arrest, saying, quote, "Welcome to the white man's world." Can you imagine in 2022 anybody getting away with that, or even anybody being stupid enough to think it or say it?
Happens all the time.
It really is. But in Springfield, again, you wouldn't think here, but it is here. It's everywhere. Boston's horrible. New York's
horrible.
It's
in every state. I mean, we've had issues with the New Jersey state troopers and stuff similar to that. It's in every state. Racism,
investigations.
I mean, a lot of it is race related. And so that doesn't, unfortunately, that doesn't have a boundary. That's in every state.
Minneapolis, Louisville, Phoenix, Mount Vernon, New York. Being investigated by the Department of Justice.
That one I can't. I don't, what the heck is going on in Mount Vernon, New York? I don't even know where that is.
After the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? 23 after the hour. We were just talking about off the air, Disney Plus being the new home of Dancing with the Stars. Here's one of the great examples of the, what do they call it, the Peter Principle, when people who don't have any business even doing what they're doing get moved up the ladder and make decisions that are pretty stupid, like getting rid of Tom Bergeron and putting Tyra Banks, even though, as Victoria says, nothing wrong with Tyra Banks, it's just that she isn't
I wish it had been Tom Bergeron with Tyra. I wish that they had kept him and, you know, with her. I think it would have been better. I really liked the new format. I liked Derek Huff joined the judging panel. I thought he added a lot. I love the show, and I'll still watch it on Disney Plus, but I just, you know, I don't know. I they said they gave it 2 seasons already, but if it's the same thing, I don't know that older people tend to watch Dancing with the Stars more than younger people. So, like, I'm the only person in my circle besides Jen who watches it. So,
and I must be the only person in my circle who doesn't watch it.
You probably are.
Even though I'm a Bergeron fan, there's nothing about watching. It's like watching paint dry or some stalk of corn grow in a field, for me anyway. All right, Jay, what's going on with Molly Shannon?
She is promoting her new upcoming memoir, Hello Molly, and she was recently on the Howard Stern Show and did some interviews, and she talked about some of the things that will be discussed in the memoir, including when she found out her father was gay shortly before his death, about 6 months before his death, and he had battled alcohol issues for a long time. He actually was part of a drunk driving accident that killed her mom, sister, and cousin, and she found, you know, after finding out that he was gay and he had been in the closet for almost his whole life, she kind of, everything started to make sense of why the drinking problems and, you know, just how she felt so much more compassion for her father.
Wasn't she the one that was chased around by Gary Coleman? Well, I remember there was some deal with her.
Gary Coleman?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think there's something with Gary Coleman. The one
and Molly Shannon from SNL? I don't think they've ever crossed paths.
Well, I think there's something else in the memoir you would find. However,
like you're talking about Arnold?
No, I'm talking about Gary Coleman.
Yeah, Gary Coleman is Arnold from Different Strokes, the little black guy. Is that who you're talking about?
Yep.
What?
Yep. Check it out.
In the Twilight Zone today.
No, I don't
Funny,
think so.
When you type in Gary Coleman, Molly comes up. Yeah, he sexually harassed her. Very good, Dougie.
Okay. Yeah.
Where did you hear that? Who told you that?
What do you mean, who told you?
It only came out like 10 hours ago, so...
I looked up Molly Shannon to make sure I knew who I was talking about, because I thought I remembered her name.
Oh, so you just
had this. Remembered.
Okay.
Well, there was a Gary Coleman thing. He was a little, he was like Cuba Gooding in terms of his, he was
No, I think it was a little worse. I think
maybe
he
was
a little
worse,
messy.
But
apparently they had the same
prize.
Agent, and she went to meet with him and her agent in 1987 at the Plaza, and he invited her to check out the presidential suite. And I guess he was relentless in trying to fondle her after the agent left the room.
Great.
She had to lock herself in the bathroom and then run out of the room to get away from him.
His whole career
is he that hard to outrun?
Riddled with that kind of stuff, though. And he was, everybody thought he was a darling, and he was not a good guy. Okay, so there we've exposed all the bad guys.
Doug with some serious tea.
Yeah, see? All right, 28 after this, the DJV program.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Georgia voters can proceed with their case against Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, that seek to disqualify her from congressional office, a judge ruled Monday. Representative MTG on Fox News last night.
They've hired up some attorneys from New York who hate the people in my district and don't believe that they should have the right to elect who they want to send to Washington, which is me.
It should be noted the judge allowing voters to try to remove a candidate is Amy Totenberg, a President Barack Obama appointed judge. China's economy is stalling as its zero-COVID policy with large-scale lockdowns conflicts with economic growth. China's unemployment rate rose to 5.8%, above the government's target of 5.5%, and the worst since May of 2020, when the country was first emerging from lockdowns after the initial virus outbreak in Wuhan. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
J.D. Vance is running in Ohio's 2022 Senate race. He told Newsmax he says the reason the media and swamp creatures attacked President Trump is because he revealed how bad American politics has become.
You know, a couple things. I think one, when you saw the forces arrayed against Donald Trump, and I've never seen a candidate or a president in my lifetime that brought out the worst people in the country who were desperate to destroy him. It made me think, you know, maybe there's something about this guy. He's doing something that needs to be done, given how many people are going after him. I also just think that Trump's presidency, you know, there are all these great policy accomplishments and achievements, but it also revealed the corruption in our country and in our bureaucracy. I mean, if you had told me 5 years ago that the FBI would get an illegal wiretap on a U.S. president, I would have said, that's crazy. No way would that would happen in this country. But thanks to Trump's presidency, it sort of revealed that a lot of these institutions that we rely on really are corrupt. So I think, you know, all around, he was a great president. I'm 37 years old, certainly the best president of my lifetime. And I'm very honored to have not just his endorsement, but his trust, because I think this is about making the Republican Party more America first, more in line with what Trump tried to accomplish during his 4 years in office. We've got to do that. We've got to send the right people to do it. I'm glad that Trump thinks that's me.
China has announced it will launch three more astronauts to its newest space station in June after the latest crew returned Sunday following a six-month stay in orbit. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. That's D. I have something in my eye. Excuse me. I've been wearing these contact lenses for 2 weeks now, and it may be time to take them out. Although it's been so nice to see.
How long are you supposed to wear them?
20 days, right? You can wear them for 20 days.
Yeah, they're 20 days. It's supposed to be all right.
Close.
But, yeah. I have to put...
So when are you getting rid of this? Like, what's the status? Because... You've been mentioning these contact lenses a lot, but what's happening? What's the next step?
Well, I had them put in because they wanted to. The doctor said he wanted to have me know what it was going to feel like to what I was going to see and what it was going to feel like in my eyes once they had these permanent contacts sort of stitched into my eyeballs. And I was all for that. I can't get the stuff out of my eye now. I want them to know what I was getting into, especially if you do something like this and it's not reversible, you know, it's not, I mean, I guess you could reverse it and put something else in, but it's not a pleasant prospect when you do something and you know that there's no going back. And so I decided I better try it because I'm not one. I really do. I kept this is stuck in my eye here a little
bit. Why don't you? You want to go take care of it?
All right. Okay. No, I'll be all right. I wanted to talk about a new solar panel that is being a lot of people. I'm going to put solar on the farm, and more and more people are putting it on their homes. Or you know, you drive around the countryside and you see a lot of these farms that have used some of the land inside of highways. You know, they're using solar power all over the place, and it's been very highly touted by the administration and a lot of tax incentives. So as you're planning, you only have until next Monday to get your tax money in, and there still are a few things. If you did do solar and you didn't get the tax benefits, you can still, and you even did some of it this year, you can still take credit for it, as I understand it. So you've got to check if you have a tax advisor. How many people do you know, Jennifer or Victoria or Jay, who have tax advisors that would...
I have a tax guy.
A lot, yeah.
Right.
I call him an advisor, but he's my tax guy.
Well, the guy who prepares your taxes... Yeah, thank you. The guy, person, woman who prepares your taxes is different than somebody who advises you how to not have to pay taxes. I think
not
sometimes...
Not for me, it's the same guy.
Same. Really?
Same person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have a CPA, then it's not just a tax preparer. You know, a CPA is the one who can give you that advice. Or a financial planner, but I would think if it involves taxes, any time we've had a tax question in our own lives, our financial planner has kicked it over to the accountant. So.
Mm-hmm. CPA, have you, are you all paid up, all three of you? Are you all set? You don't have to worry about paying anything? Then?
I filed an extension.
Well, extensions are one thing. You don't have to have the tax return in, but that's the mistake a lot of people make. They say, okay, I'm going to file an extension. No extension for what you owe. If you haven't paid in by April 15th, or this year, I guess it's Monday, the 18th. If you haven't paid in by then penalties and interest will begin to accrue the next day. So it's always something to avoid. And some of them can be pretty onerous. You know what I find? This is something about the best government we have, even though it's not the best. What really sucks, if you'll pardon the brutal facts of what goes on, they hold your money. Let's say you have a regular job and you have taxes taken out every couple of weeks, every month when you get paid. Okay, they put that into they credit you with that, and it's put into the Treasury, and the Treasury uses your money. And yet, when you pay your taxes and all that money's been put in, you get no interest. They just take the money, use it as they will, and you get no credit. They've used your money for a year, and you don't get anything back. However, so if you're 5 minutes late with your payment, this is pretty onerous. If you're late, then they get to charge you, and it's something crazy, like, what, 12% or something? It's really stiff. And somehow or other, if you're a congressman or a senator is doing his or her job, that ought to be number one on the hit parade. How is it that they can take my money? And there are a lot of people, some of them are wackadoodles, who think the 13th Amendment precludes or forbids income taxes. There have been a lot of people who went to jail who carried that mantra around. But still is something that's a huge inequity. How come you can take my money and use it, and you don't pay me any interest, and yet if I haven't paid in for some reason, and you come after me, I have to pay interest. How is that right? How is it just?
I don't know, but one of my biggest, I'm with you on all that, and one of my biggest pet peeves is like when I have a friend who goes, oh, I'm getting a great tax refund this year, a great tax return, and
that's
$500 back. It's like, no, what you want to do, I was so proud of myself this last year, I got a $1 check from the state. And I thought, this is perfect. That's exactly where you want to be, right? You don't want them holding on to big amounts of money.
I know, but so many people don't think about it that way, and you're totally right, Jen. But a lot of people feel like it's, you know, found money. And so everyone's like, oh, wow, I've got a refund, and I'm going to go and buy blah, blah, blah. And so most people don't save their refunds. They usually spend them.
Yeah.
Don't fall for that.
Okay, people in the news. And first person on the list is New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, who is apparently a creep.
Former lieutenant.
Right, okay. Right.
This guy's career was short-lived. Oof.
Yep. Appointed by Governor Hochul. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Hochul.
Yep. It's a hoax. Hochul.
Yeah, it's only 7 months. He's only on the job for 7 months, and he is gonzo, and he was accused of participating in a real estate
bribery,
scheme.
Fraud, conspiracy, falsification of records. What a swell guy.
Yeah.
Good for
him. I wonder, I mean, this is bad for her.
But he pled not guilty, so he can't be guilty.
Well, I mean,
where did he come from? What was his backstory? How did she work with him before?
I don't know where he came from.
State senator. State senator.
Yeah, he. I don't know what district he was in. Maybe downstate somewhere. But yeah, I mean it's hard for her because she's trying to dig to basically carve out her own, you know, her own place in this. After Cuomo resigning, she was the lieutenant governor. Now she's the governor, and by all accounts, people are happy with her. And now this is a big, you know, this is a big blunder. To be choosing someone who's been up to a lot of no good. But I wonder if this creates an opening now for Cuomo to come back in, because you know he's had those TV ads.
He wants to be lieutenant governor.
No, I mean to run again as governor.
Yeah. Okay, Dwayne Haskins, you may recall, was run over by a dump truck on a Florida highway over the weekend. Apparently, some new details have come out. Investigators have not answered all the questions about the crash. The case involves a local resident who's a witness. He saw Haskins on the highway before the collision. He was veering into his lane. So here's this Mack truck that moves to the left and to the right and all over the place. And he was all the way into the right lane, apparently. And apparently he struck the guy on 595, which
you
is
know that road
goes around Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, right.
Pretty busy road. I think no one has said this yet, but the disturbing part of this report was that this witness said he saw Haskins with his arms up in the air. So this feels like a suicide, and that's really tragic. But that's just sort of what I took from that.
They haven't come up with any more. Still a lot of questions to be answered.
Yeah.
Kelsey Whitmore, baseball. She's started with the Atlantic League's Staten Island Fairy Hawks, spring training, and she's into the real world of baseball. I thought this was kind of cool. You know the story. This woman's the highest now ranking pro baseball person, the only woman to ever play in a league with connections to Major League Baseball. She really looks like the part and sounds like the part. She's been playing softball since she was 6 years old. I love stories like this. I love women like this. She's 23 years old.
What's also interesting is she refused to play in Little League.
Softball.
Yeah, she refused to play softball, and she played on a baseball team.
Yeah.
Then, when she got to college, they didn't offer baseball, so she had to switch back to softball. And now she switched back to baseball, so she's really talented to be able to, because they're very different sports.
Yeah. But she looks the role, sounds it, lots of confidence. Good for her. Next person on the list is Jesse L. Martin. How many people remember him? Know who he is? Mm-hmm. Jesse L. Martin.
The name sounds familiar.
He was became on Law and Order, the first of Law and Order. After Chris Noth went on to do another Law and Order, there was need for somebody to be on with, what's his face? Why is that name gone?
I couldn't picture who his partner was, because I saw Jesse
Martin.
His partner
was Lenny. Lenny was the character who's played. The old New York actor.
Jerry Orbach?
There. Jerry Orbach.
Okay,
yep.
So they were, okay.
The two of them were together and apparently great friends off the air. And then Jesse L. Martin, I got a chance to do something else after 4 or 5 years, so he went on to it. They tried to get him to come back with Anderson to be the other cop in the revival of Law and Order. But apparently he's taken on a new NBC role, a new series called Predictably Irrational. He plays a professor of behavioral psychology with insight into human nature. which leads to expertise in a lot of high-stakes cases. Obviously, it's going to be law enforcement, that sort of stuff.
I love him. I know him from he was on Law and Order for nine seasons. So I knew him from that, and then I've been watching. We're big fans of The Flash, the comic book show on CW, and he's the star of that, and he's wonderful. So it's a loss for The Flash.
He played Marvin Gaye. New movie. Well, I think the movie's been shot. So
what's the story
up.
With Jesse Martin?
He's going to be in this.
The story
new
is he's
NBC.
Left. He's left The Flash, and he's going to be doing a new NBC. I know. Sorry, that
something
was
wrong with that.
So a long story about
like,
it. Yeah.
But I actually think that he's going to be perfect to play Marvin Gaye. He looks like him, and he's a Broadway. He started on Broadway.
He's a Broadway
He won
guy.
The Tony Award in Rent. So he's got a crazy good voice. So that'll be a good movie.
He was on Law and Order. You'll be happy to know Larry David is going to be back for season 12. Yeah, what a
You've
boring
never
show.
Even watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I have. I've tried to get into it. I just can't. It's so just boring as hell. I didn't find him interesting. I remember he lived...
He's just as curmudgeonly as you are. I'm surprised you didn't see yourself in him.
Okay, that's
Two curmudgeons don't get along usually, though.
No, right.
Yeah.
Gillian Anderson was on with Jimmy Kimmel. She talked about meeting Bill Clinton and how he came on to her.
What a shock.
Yeah. I was going to say, can you come up with another story? How many times have you been? She said, well, he would hold my hand, and then he touched my elbow, and then he moved his hand up my arm, and then he put his other hand on my shoulder, and then he looked at me. And, okay. But she says she remembers him as being quite charismatic. Good for you, Jillian.
That's one way to describe it.
And then Hillary darted him, and it was all over.
That's 48 past the hour.
Attention. Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours. The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Radio Health Journal.
Not everybody is ready for a transformative life change, so we want to make sure everybody has access to the information and resources that they need to be safe and healthy.
How a historic focus on harm reduction can save lives.
Then how implicit bias and racial discrimination amongst healthcare providers results in poor quality of care for people of color.
It's unfortunate that a person of color would feel inferior or feel they are not there.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
To hear these stories and more, visit RadioHealthJournal.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Three past the hour now, DJV Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. The question on Bruce Willis and what has happened with his aphasia, the number of people coming out of the woodwork talking about this incurable disorder. I never heard of it before the announcement last week. We talked a little bit about it, but are you surprised that as many people now seem to be coming out talking about this incurable disease?
Well, anything like this, when a well-known star has something, people feel more comfortable talking about it, and it's good. It's therapeutic for everybody. I've seen this over the decades, and that's why getting celebrities involved in healthcare really provides a useful service to us all. And I'm glad that those who are unfortunately suffering with this may get some help and they feel comfortable talking about it, mm-hmm. and families feel comfortable discussing these things. So some good may come out about all this. And this is an issue that occurs often from head trauma, maybe from a small stroke, and just the inability to express oneself, to mm-hmm. think appropriately. And there are warning signs that this is developing. This doesn't usually occur overnight. And I think what's really coming out is that people who were covering for Bruce Willis are now expressing that they really saw this. And obviously it's something that we all feel uncomfortable about. The person tries their hardest to cover themselves and not let it be seen, especially when they're a public figure and the people around them whose lives depend on the popularity of this public figure are all doing their best to put a smiley face on it. So this is a scenario that happens all too often, but when it finally comes out and it just can't put a smiley face on it anymore. The good that can come out of it is that other people feel comfortable getting help as they find out that they're not suffering alone.
Next thing has to do with testing mice. There's apparently a new male birth control pill that has been tested in mice, and it works. And I would say, maybe that's the listener's point of view, so what? If it works in mice, most people don't understand how mice, they're tested as if they were human. People don't get the similarity. You want to maybe take a shot at both of these things, the birth control pill working, this new male birth control. Why do we test mice, though? What's the similarity?
Well, before you bring it out in humans, such a pill that could potentially have effects on future generations. Just imagine, remember thalidomide from the 1950s
and 60s? Yeah.
You have to try it in some alive species. And, you know, I don't want the animal rights people getting on my case, but the question is, how do you advance such an item that potentially could be very helpful? This treatment, this male contraceptive, is non-hormonal, and it seems to effectively prevent pregnancy in mice without obvious side effects, so that you obviously can't test this first in humans because of the potential unknowns that could happen with such a treatment. And mice were chosen for reasons that their reproductive systems would work well in testing this. And now the next step, because it's looking promising, is to see who will raise their hand to be first in line to try this. And hopefully it'll have the same safety profile, the same effectiveness in humans. And we may, in the next few years, hear that we have a non-hormonal male contraceptive that's in pill form. So stay tuned. And I usually don't talk about such animal research because it doesn't always transform to humans. Often the effects are different in humans than they are in animals. But this is the evolution of medical knowledge. It starts off before it gets to humans and animals, and then we try it in humans, and we hope it's safe if it was safe in animals.
Yeah, well, I think you look at some of these things as the research is being done and how the people are impacted. One of the great services, if I do say so myself, of this program and having you on the DJV program is to get at these things that influence so many, affect so many people, and yet there isn't a lot of talk about it. It's all been COVID, 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 and more COVID. And so we've gotten away from a lot of operations that needed to be performed to help people and their longevity. Perhaps that's the reason that the average lifespan has gone down a little bit. Certainly food for thought. Lots of food for thought from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.